Jay McEverley, how's he?
Yeah, he's sore, as we expect it, but we'll leave it until tomorrow and see how he is. He's had it x-rayed and scanned and all that sort of stuff, and it'll be very much how it feels on the evening.
Seems quite a quick turnaround for something like that. And pop shoulders are semi-regular, aren't they? But one would imagine quite painful.
Yeah, they are. And then the sore, they do go back in pretty easily. But then it's sore around the joint and everything. So it's just how much that's going to cause him a problem tomorrow. Obviously, we don't want to risk him on anything long term. But we'll try and get him out there if we can.
James Wallace missed the weekend. As he sort of continues a rehab, is he available this weekend?
For Tuesday night, not sure yet. Yeah. Not sure. He may be. There's going to be a few of them with knocks and things that I think we're going to have to leave until closer to kickoff. You know, some have done some light training on the Monday morning, but others will just have to wait and see.
So who is a concern at the minute, aside from the two that were obviously apparent at the weekend?
Well, there's a few, you know, Jose with his calf. He's, you know, Jam's got a couple of knocks. We don't push them to train on a Monday. We've got a Tuesday night game. They'll all do varying degrees and depends how they feel. Some are quite happy to train fully, you know. Michael Doyle, Jamie Murphy, Chris Basham all trained fully this morning. The others will do different things.
And Michael Higdon, he's back in the mix now and available for selection?
Yeah, nice to have him back. And, you know, I think we've missed that option to put him up there at times. Although in his games that we've missed, I think we've scored 6 goals, haven't we? So
it's going to be tough to throw him back in.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think Mark McNulty is probably just ahead of him at the moment, and he, you know, he's scoring goals and he can't get in for a start.
Well, that in some respects for the fans is the $64,000 question. You've got a player who's scoring a load of goals off the bench. I mean, how close is he to starting? Do you plan to do that?
Yeah, well, he's always close to starting. He was on Saturday. You know, Joe's had a bit of a calf issue on Friday afternoon. And if he hadn't made it, then Mark was going to start. But if he gets 10 minutes, he's just got to keep doing the right things. But within that time as well, no different to when he came on against Leighton Orient. He scores a goal, but he also does some daft things as well. So we're looking for him to do, you know, score the goals and the positive things without giving free kicks away on the edge of the box, which he did.
Because you've got the leading scorer on the bench at the moment.
Yeah, but we're scoring goals, you know. And if he might be more effective coming off the bench than he is starting at the moment. So as long as he gets his goals, it doesn't matter when.
Because would you, to accommodate him, would you have to change too much? Because with a Higdon, if you like, you've got the Schools of this world and Baxter and Murphy to fit around him. To play a McNulty type, does that require a bit more of a change?
No, I don't think so. I think he's proved that he can play in that one up top if that's what we do. But, you know, people say it's 4-5-1 or whatever. Well, we're the most positive 4-5-1 in the country because we're creating that many chances at the moment, home and even away from home on Saturday. It's set up to be a positive system in the way that we play. When you've got Basham and Skugel getting into the box as they did on Saturday, and the chances that we did create, even in the first half, against 11 men, then it's not an issue with formations. It's how you go about it within that.
Mm. Particularly if I can just make reference to Saturday, you were leading, and then all of a sudden there seemed to be this slight lull, and you were there, you were seen on TV, which is how I saw the game, saying, come on, get a move on. Do you feel sometimes there is a 10% sort of downturn for a part of a game?
Yeah, that's where we're still working on the mentality side of things. I don't think it's physical, and I don't think it's a conscious thing where we say, OK, we're all right now for 10 minutes. Yeah, I don't think that's the case at all. It's a subconscious thing where we think, well, we've got 1-0 up at the same Orient last week, we're 2-1 in stoppage time, we're okay. You're never okay in a game and you're never comfortable. That's one of the things it takes, I think, so long to instill into players. You know, you talk about the highest level. You know, you watched QPR Liverpool yesterday, how that game, and we're on about trying to instill that into players a couple of leagues down, and it's a difficult job.
Being relentless for 90 minutes, it's tough, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is, and the top teams have it. You know, when Jose Mourinho went back to Chelsea last year, was it? He said, we're not ready to win yet. And he's working with a lot of the same players as before. He said, we're not ready to go on and win something yet. And he needed that time to instil it, and he's one of the best in the business. So we need a bit of time as well.
Is that perhaps the main thing to take from Saturday? Because the obvious question would be, excellent win at Bradford, 2-0. How do you improve on that now going forward?
Yeah, and I think about 90% of what we're doing at the moment is very good, like in the Orient game. Even the Chesterfield game, you know, it wasn't too bad. We certainly didn't deserve to be 3-0 down. Part of it as well, we don't like cribbing about it, but we will get a penalty one of these days as well, because we do feel as though we've got some genuine shouts for penalties at the moment, which aren't quite coming off. and that'll have a positive effect if we could get one of those. But we're concentrating, improving on the 90% and just trying to eradicate the daft things in the other 10% of our game.
9 wins from 16 in all comps. Healthy that at the moment?
Yeah, it is. It's not bad. We don't feel as though we've hit top form. We keep saying that. I think it'll be when everybody really settles in and gets fit. I think it'll be Christmas time just after, hopefully, when we start hitting the sort of form that we're looking for.
Fans have been on to us about Basham and his performance on Saturday. Was that him starting to show his better form?
Yeah, I think so. That's probably his best game for us so far this season. He's had a couple, two, three out. They've had a baby, you know, all the sort of things, settling down, moving house. It just takes time. And once again, you look at the top clubs, they take time for players to settle in. And I don't think it should be any different here.
I suppose for him it's about where he finds his niche in the market, if you like, when you can play in three or four positions for one particular team.
Yeah, you know, he's equally, I think, as effective at centre-half, but when he's making the runs that he does, he's, you know, Jam should have slipped him in on Saturday. He had a great run, then all he has to do is slide him in and he taps one in. But I think he generally goes with intent to dispossess, to get the ball. He set Jose up early on with a great tackle. And I think in quite a few games at this level, you need his attributes.
And Campbell Rice needs to find his crossing boots again. Where were they on Saturday?
I don't know, but his crossing's been so good in recent games. When he's played and you look at the quality of the balls he's put in and that we've scored from as well. And then on Saturday, he was probably, his approach play was as good as at any time. The way he went past defenders on Saturday was the best he's been. And then he just couldn't find that cross. It's frustrating for us and certainly for him as well.
So, Yeovil then is the next challenge. What's your view on them?
Yeah, I think they've been a little bit up and down, readjusting to life in League One and a few changes in the summer. But I think it's similar to us. They're just settling into the league at the moment and more than capable on the day. And come the end of the season, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not challenging that top six.
Perhaps another part of evidence, as Sheffield United will know all too well, and many others, this division ain't easy.
It isn't. I think the standard, it's funny, I was talking to Phil Parkinson on Saturday after the game, and he said he feels as though the standard's gone up significantly this season. You know, and it's funny, you look at the Championship a bit, and I think it might have dipped a little bit in the Championship, but I think it's gone up in League One.
Is that perhaps players are now surplus to good players are perhaps more surplus to requirements or available, and it's just the trickle down effect? There's a wastage right at the very bottom, but as you get in the middle order, they're all coming there.
Yeah, it could be down to that. I don't know. I just think there's some very strong teams in the league this year. You know, and you look at the Championship and the teams who've been strong in the past. You know, the Cardiff might still come good, but they were always strong. And there's one or two surprises in the top six, so you wouldn't expect to be there.
Are you comfortable right now with the table? I mean, level with fifth, I suppose, just 6 points off second with the game in hand?
Yeah, we're not far off. We know that, and we know we're at 2 or 3 points shy of where we, I think, realistically should be at this stage. But everything taken in consideration, I think if we can stay there or thereabouts, and then we get everybody settled in, everybody fit, option of bringing people in as well, on loan or in January, then we'll be there, very close to it.
I was going to mention that today. I mean, I know we've periodically asked you about plans in loan markets, etc. Has anything progressed at all to the point where you might do something?
Well, we're still making inquiries, one specifically, which we're working on, but it's not a straightforward one, so we're doing our best to get another loan in.
Is that something that could happen this week, I suppose?
Yeah, it could do. We're dependent really on the other club at the moment, so we're waiting for a reply from them.
I suppose if players are playing well, the intensity, if you like, or the need to get somebody in lessens, does it?
It does, when you get a couple of results, certainly, and then you get Michael Higdon back from suspension and we've got one or two still outside the squad. But there's always room for that bit of quality to go in there. And I think the fixtures that we've got coming up, you know, we're Saturday, Tuesday, JPT, you know, MK Dons in the Capital One, I think we need some extra bodies for that.
And would it be that striker, another striker or something else?
Well, ideally, I think a striker, although sometimes, or it seems the majority of the time, we're starting with one up. It puts a lot of onus on the player when we do that. And there'll be lots of times in games when we're winning or we're chasing a game that we need two up there.
I must ask just finally, I mean, I know we've spoken to you a couple of times about the Evans situation. Has anything moved on at all? Are the club any nearer in your mind as far as you're aware to making that decision?
No, I don't think so. Talks, discussions are ongoing within the club and they'll continue. And as and when they have something to say, they'll say it.